about podcast 2?
Well, even before we start podcast number
two.
7 or even
what
8, we've actually got a special guest for this podcast.
Amen.
And amen to that, because you might have heard in the background the man who's actually been banned from podcasts because of his blasphemy, and Reverend Billy, who is performing at Colchester Art Centre on Wednesday, the 25th of October. I do apologise for bringing this blasphemous human being into the podcast.
I can take it, you know. I've studied how to put up with this. I can do it. Let's just go for it.
Let's just go for it.
It's a dangerous presence.
Yeah. I mean, you protest against Trump, against climate change.
You're all going to hell.
But, you know.
And Anthony Roberts.
And Anthony Roberts. Trump, climate change, Anthony Roberts.
Yeah, that's right. The troika.
What's wrong with climate change?
Of the devil.
I like a bit of change.
Now, we're going to ignore him because you are a performance artist, an actor, and an activist. And you've just flown in from the States to do a tour, which I think is going to be over 8 days. You're going to do maybe 9 venues. You've got a 15-person choir. Just to explain to anybody out there, I can't believe, who hasn't heard of you, what is your act all about?
We were just talking in the coming down here from Essex. We were just talking about nailing that into a single sentence. And the best way to describe what we do is to cast the listener into utter confusion. People who come to our shows that have who have that strong experience, they can't figure out if we're a political rally or if we're a comedy about a televangelist or are we a real church. And as long as we keep those three plates spinning in the air, then people have not labeled us, and therefore they have no defense against what's happening to them. And that's the best. That's a strong.
But every time I've seen you on television, I've seen you being interviewed, you do seem to be getting over the powerful message in character as Reverend Billy that we've got to stop shopping.
Stop shopping, children. When you feel the pull of that product on the shelf, back away.
But it's Christmas and I want to get some presents for my kids.
It's amazing how flippant sinners can be.
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
You just flip that out there.
By the way, I'm also...
After my intent, sincere preaching, you just flip that out there. Yeah, I like Christmas, though. Preacher man, Mr. Preacher man. Well, that's the journalist's job, to be an antagonist, you know.
Yeah.
Push against me. Okay. Hallelujah.
But the serious point is consumerism, and that is a thing that you are completely against.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is a strong political message and something you'll be preaching about at Colchester and, in fact, elsewhere throughout Britain.
We believe that consumerism is capitalism's way of managing people and that, in fact, consumerism is a bad way to organize society. Capitalism's not a good way to organize your economy. The outcome of this experiment in the United States is there for all to see right now. The king of consumerism is our president. He mind beams in gold capital letters TRUMP on everything he sees that he wants, including, as we know, women. So yeah, stop shopping has remained very much our meta issue. It's such a critique of society that sexism, racism, you know, and now over the last 12 years especially, we are earth activists.
Yeah.
And we are consuming life. We're eating up life. We've become predators that can't stop. And so, amen. Now I'm upset.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Well, while
is there a pulpit here?
I'll let you find one. While you're doing that, I just want to bring in Bex, because you might not know Reverend Billy, but she is famous throughout Colchester for her lists. And
all right, Bex.
Unfortunately, she's been absent from the last few podcasts, and by popular demand,
I'm back.
Not you.
By popular demand.
By popular demand.
Don't.
Bex is
don't
back.
Stop me.
And I insisted that Anthony had to come with me.
Yes.
That's
the only reason he's here. So it kind of links to the Reverend Billy's show, doesn't it? But you've got your list this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So my list this week is the list of the remaining wonderful Wednesdays in our season. So the next one, and obviously the most relevant one to this podcast, is Wednesday the 25th. We'll have Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping Choir.
You forgot what it was then, didn't you?
I can't really read it. I'm just not wearing my glasses. It's all going a bit wrong. but yeah, that should be an excellent show. It's already sold a lot of tickets, so we're expecting a really great crowd. All these wonderful Wednesday shows, they are pay what you can afford.
Yes, well, that's quite a good message, isn't it, in the terms of the anti-consumerism. We're saying pay what you can afford. Do you approve, Reverend Billy?
I do. Amen. This is approved, and this is a blessed way to conduct a public ritual.
Can you do some ritual blessing to Bex now?
Too? Yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Bex, hallelujah. We call out to the force of life, the natural world that we're all made of. Damn, it feels good. Come into Bex. Come into Bex's lists. May the lists just list and list and list themselves across the beautiful city of Colchester. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Bex-a-lujah.
I absolutely insist that that soundbite be played before all of my lists from now on.
That'll be your theme.
That will be my introduction. I'd rather you didn't crucify me, Anthony, but, you know, we'll keep it on the table.
He truly is the Antichrist.
I believe he'd come back to life.
But following up from, and in a way you could say, how do you follow that? But how will we be following it with our other wonderful Wednesdays?
We will be following that on Wednesday, the 1st of November, with Tom Marshman and his show King's Cross Remix.
King's Cross, will he be crucified?
I don't think so, but he will be talking about the hidden histories of LGBT communities in London during the 1980s. So there is a potential link to crucifixion.
That
there.
Sounds exciting. That's a good show.
So that should be a really good show. Followed the week after by Franco B doing his show Milk and Blood, which is about internal conflict. Franco B has been hit to the arts.
He's also
a lot of times.
He's coming to tribute.
That's not the wonderful Wednesday after, though perhaps you can program it like that for next time. Right. The week after that, we have Jo Bannon and her show Alba. And after that, Luke Wright doing his show The Toll, which did sell out, but we have increased the capacity.
Oh, good. So, and he's a local poet made good, isn't he?
He is, He does our Christmas show, Christmas poetry show every year.
You'd like him, Reverend Billy, because he's started off in Colchester and now he's become quite famous nationally. And he's coming back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is.
Amen to that.
And the one after that, on Wednesday the 29th of November, is our last wonderful Wednesday of the season, I believe. And it's Daniel Amara's show, Get Therapy.
Yes. What's your view on therapy? Is it approved in the church of Reverend Billy? Or is it something that you think is part of the bourgeois capitalist society? Come the revolution, we won't need any therapy.
Well, that's a soft pitch down the center of the strike zone. For which I'm grateful. The name of our tour is the Trump Depression Hotline.
Yeah.
And we just posted a sermon on. Help me the
Facebook.
I knew you'd have your uses.
Our Facebook. Our tour Facebook site.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And how does somebody go to that site?
Well, you need a computer.
Oh yes. Okay.
And then you.
Or a phone.
Yeah. And then you pray.
You pray and you and you pray to search for Reverend Billy.
Yes. It's Trump Depression
Hotline UK
at facebook.com. Is that it?
Yeah. By the way, we're just the dulcet tones of Catherine Turner there.
Catherine Turner here.
Yes.
Our producer, Catherine Turner.
Turner. Can I call you that?
Turn the page.
You've seen Reverend Billy. You've been here and you've experienced the great Reverend Billy in action. How would you, as a punter, describe, what's it like?
Well, like the great Reverend said, it's very confusing, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very moving. It's very moving. And I saw him in the Arts Centre, but I also saw him in Castle Park. Well,
ah. And how
did... was an interesting experience.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you can't really classify it. As with, you know, a lot of the other Wonderful Wednesday stuff.
You refuse to be pigeonholed. You just can't classify it.
You can't be pigeonholed.
Well, I like to defend the pigeons. I don't think that, you know, that's an unfortunate phrase. They have their rights. You know.
It's moving. It's fun. It's
pigeon-alluia.
Doesn't have quite.
Doesn't quite. How about dove-alluia? Too Christian.
Yes. Can we cut the pigeon-alluia?
Yeah, we'll cut that. But listen, sitting before me, a man with blonde hair. I'm sure that's natural. A white linen suit, which I think you wear all the time, and a dog collar. Who is the man behind the blonde hair, white linen suit, dog collar? What is he really like? That doesn't work, by the way, on podcasts. When you look behind.
Well, I was abused by Christians as a child. I was a Dutch Calvinist from Holland, Michigan. They're very mean to their children. Mm. But they're mean to, you know, they support Trump. The Secretary of Education is Betsy DeVos, one of my fellow Dutch Calvinists. Blackwater, USA comes from Holland, Michigan. The precepts that set up and enforced apartheid in South Africa, those are Dutch people down there. Dutch Calvinists from the Dutch Reformed Church making these wonderful concepts such as predestination and so forth. God can decide whether you're going to heaven or hell before you're born. It's an extremist cult, but it's a basic to corporate governance, American Puritanism, and of course it's here too. Mm. It's in Scotland, it's in the Netherlands, it's in Switzerland, it's basic to many European cultures as well. I was born and raised in that culture, and had a rough time with it. I was jailed by my own family 3 times while a teenager. It became physical conflict. I was beaten up. And I got out of there. Then I had much later in life, when I was in my 40s, I'd become a theater producer. Not unlike Anthony Roberts. Anthony Roberts. And I was always, all through my career, I felt less than. I felt like I wasn't completing things because I always had a segment two, a second program, a podcast that wasn't quite accepted by my fellow people. Anyway, what was I talking about?
I was thinking the man behind the dog collar.
The man behind the dog collar.
But I think you've actually...
But it's a circular thing. It's not behind. It's inside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you should rephrase your question. The dog collars, you're not behind dog collars. You're inside them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I would just like to say that...
Mm.
And my point being, and there is a point...
Yeah.
Christianity, as it was proposed to me in my youth, was very much a kind of consumerism.
Mm.
Fundamentalism is a product that people buy at great cost, certainly financial cost, but also with their lives, certainly with their sex lives, certainly with their personal, mental, and physical health. Fundamentalism is basic to my general culture of America, of the United States. It's a fundamentalist nation, but the Christianity has become consumerism. Our fundamentalist religion now is consumerism. We're just consuming, and it is a faith. It's an addiction.
Yeah.
It's a dedicated life. That people are having a great deal of trouble turning around. Now we've rejected the Paris climate agreement, which itself was already weak because it was written by corporations who run the consumer society in the United States. So it's a time of emergency right now. Our basic idea is to bring humor and music and a kind of DIY spirituality into people's political work.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of work. Mm-hmm. We're invited by lots of different kinds of people to bring humor and music to their political actions. We're good for a parade. We'll anchor your fundraiser. We'll raise to fabulous sainthood status people who are unsung heroes in your affinity group, in your community. Mm. We'll go out to a fracking site. We'll go out to a super mall that's threatening your town's economy. We've got a lot of work right now, and people, especially since Trump's rise in the polls two summers ago, there's a way in which a tall white man with fake orange hair is sort of applicable to this Trump time. People intuitively are giving us gigs right now. They want to know what we have to say about it. Our basic message during this tour is, it is like a therapy kind of comment. Our basic approach is Trump, we need to stop itching that itch. He's not the devil. He's not the evil. He's a minor character. Mm. He's a neurotic guy who has a big public stage. Mm. He's a kind of an accidental man, and he's dancing as fast as he can. But you can ignore him after a while. There is something that he has done that helps us. I just wrote an essay called Grateful for Donald Trump. Mm. There is something to be grateful for. We have had a series of presidents, and might I say prime ministers, thinking of Tony Blair, but Bill Clinton and even Obama, but certainly Clinton and Bush, Tony Blair. We've had a series of presidents and prime ministers who have been like ad campaigns. And whereas Trump says, hey, America's great again because we're openly murdering people. America's great again because we bankrupt Puerto Rico with our hedge fund guys. Then two hurricanes lay the island waste. And what do I say? You deserve it. You deserve it. You've done something wrong. You didn't pay your debt. Very Calvinist, by the way. So Trump is calling evil the good thing. He's saying we have a dark side in the United States. We should embrace it. That is a very good message. For the lazy, fat farm logic of your average progressive person. We are thinking all the time. Mm. We're not acting enough.
Yeah.
We can't be right thinkers unless we're in actions too. Mm. The thing that is the basis for the Stop Shopping Choir and Reverend Billy is that we risk arrest together. We give our concerts in places like J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC and UBS and the banks that are financing climate devastation. Nobody even connects banks with what's happening in the world, in the earth, in the physical life systems of the earth. We go in there and we preach and sing about it. So we're risking arrest. We go to jail together and we sing in jail. So we're trying to bring a joyous anarchic change possibility to those institutional places that ban that, because we think that's part of the problem. We sing in police precinct houses and station houses. We try to keep opening up public space to keep the conversation framed, protected, safe to say the wrong thing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be.
Amen.
A little preaching.
Amen.
I'm preaching now. I'm preaching.
Normally,
I'm excited about it.
We normally end these podcasts with we have a very reserved goodbye from him and goodbye from her. But I think we should end this podcast with what? A hallelujah? Or how should we end it? How should we end it?
Earthalluja.
Okay.
Earthalluja, everybody.
Could you lead us in a chorus of Earthalluja?
I'd just like to. Should we hold hands in a circle here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're in a church.
Yep.
which has
deconsecrated
dead people sleeping in the walls who got shot and killed by the American rebels, some of them.
Yeah.
We're alive. We're in life. This is a miracle.
Indeed.
Somehow, the institutions that represent us are conspiring to bring about this artificially induced apocalypse. And we've been depoliticized by consumerism. We've been put in a position where it's very difficult to even talk about it, let alone really, with our bodies, stop these crimes against life.
Amen.
Be with us as we find our way towards a solution. Each of us will be called upon to risk ourselves, to do the things that successful social movements all have. It's hardcore. It's evolution. It's putting it out there. It's changing how we're living. We have to change how we live. Somebody give me a change-a-luya here today.
Change-a-luya.
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 Change-a-luya. Amen. Whoa. God, I just had a kind of a Kundalini seizure there in my abdominal region there.